WMFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
An old woman can sit. An old man can sit. A chump can sit.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Negroes have listened to the trickery and the lies and the false promises of the white man now for too long. And they're fed up. They've become disenchanted. They've become disillusioned. They've become dissatisfied. And all of this has built up frustrations in the black community that makes the black community throughout America today more explosive than all of the atomic bombs the Russians can ever invent.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
It's my show. I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Yeah. We want one thing. We declare our right on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
Yeah. Is this stuff on the level, or are you just making it up as you go along?
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Understand. I am the chosen one.
Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cult of personality.
The cult of personality. Neon lights, Nobel Prize. When a mirror speaks, the reflection lies. He won't have to personality. The cult of personality. The cult of personality.
It's all fake news. It's phony stuff. It didn't happen. Extremely stable genius.
You have him by the pistol.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay?
Yeah, have you heard of Mississippi? Have you heard of Muddy Waters? Yeah. How about John Lee Hooker? Yeah. Give me an A. So we had to do this little blues, mix it on with our own kind of way. We had to do it our own way, the experience way, right? And it goes something like this here.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real world historical events, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford. It's the fourth and final week in February, and we're concluding our celebration of Black History Month, which we've been doing actually in some way every single week this month. We started things off on February 3rd with our Willie Dixon, Malcolm X, Miles Davis, Jimi Hendrix, and Sun Ra exploration of Black musical history and Black political history with my freedom fighting idol, Malcolm X. And then we had two training sessions with half hour long initial sets that dove into the history of Black music. And tonight, We're doing the same thing, kind of different. Our celebration is going to be a triple feature lineup of artists Jimi Hendrix, Howlin' Wolf, and Valida Snow. We kicked off this Tears of the Gods sound collage with some clips from the 1960s African-American freedom fighter Malcolm X. And then it was Living Color, four Black guys who love heavy metal and funk and jazz and hip-hop and country and alternative rock. And then a contender for the greatest electric guitarist ever, an American Black man named Jimi Hendrix. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is Jimmy Hawkins performing triple trebles. It's hard to overstate the influence Black American blues musicians had on 20th century music. That song, Catfish Blues, that Jimi Hendrix played for us, was originally by Muddy Waters and had another name, Rolling Stone. And over in England, there were a couple of young white guys who really liked his music, so they decided to name their band after one of his songs. Yeah, that one. What basically happened is there was this acoustic-based music that Black American musicians down south what's called the Delta Blues around the Mississippi Delta. That's where Muddy Waters was born. And in the early part of the 20th century, they migrated up north to Chicago and Detroit, and they played in bars. But acoustic guitars aren't that loud compared to other instruments that that played in the bands there. And unamplified, it wasn't that loud. So Muddy Waters, in particular, got the idea to strap an electric pickup on his acoustic because he couldn't afford a guitar with the electric pickup already built in. And then he started playing his Delta Blues, his acoustic Delta Blues, louder, cranked up through a vacuum tube amplifier, because that's the only kind they had then. And as it got louder, it got distorted. And let me tell you, that's how rock and roll and heavy metal and so much of modern rock and roll music was born. And from there, yes, the guitars of black American bluesmen like John Lee Hooker and Lightning Hopkins and Bo Diddley and T-Bone Walker and Hound Dog Taylor and Elmore James. And we'll be hearing them, as well as several recollections by our featured artist Howlin' Wolf. In the next set, we're going to be hearing from Living Color once more with a history lesson. Well, it's less a song than, well, a history lesson. We're going to be hearing Hank Faunce's favorite jazz singer, Valida Snow. She's known as Little Louie, because she was pretty talented, like Louis Armstrong. And then also we're going to hear Afrika Bambaataa in Soul Sonic Force with Renegades of Funk. And as I mentioned, the Howlin' Wolf talks. Yeah, we're going into Howlin' Wolf's chess boxes as part of his feature here. And we're going to hear Moanin' at Midnight from him. And as Jimi Hendrix was talking in his intro to the Catfish Blues in our intro set, we're going to be hearing those guys, Muddy Waters and John Lee Hooker, with Jimi Hendrix sandwiched in between. And that starts for you right now here on WMFO in Medford, celebrating Black History Month. Here on WMFO in Medford.
Well, I'm gone away to live. Won't be back no more. Going back down south, child, don't you worry. Woman, I'm trouble. I be all good now. Well, babe, I just can't be satisfied, and I just can't be fun. Well, I feel like snapping pistol in your face. I'm gonna let some graveyard lord be her resting place. Woman, I'm trouble. I be all good now. Well, baby, I can't never be satisfied, and I just can't keep on. I didn't see not a doggone thing. Woman, I was troubled. I was all good night.
be satisfied. And I just couldn't keep up. Well, I know my little baby, she gon' jump and shout. That old train be late, man, Lord, and I come walking out. I be trouble, I be all right. Well, honey, ain't no way to work for me to be satisfied. And I just can't keep on crying.
White community, white man won't even patronize you. And he's not wrong. He got sense enough to look out for himself. And you who don't have sense enough to look out for yourself.
We'll be right back. Hey! This year the devil's jump, man. My baby, she reap. Baby, she gone. Baby, got something I sure do love. Her baby, do the boogie. Her baby, do the boogie. Her baby, do the boogie. It take you all night long. My baby, she low. Baby, there's red dot on the ground. She loves to do the boogie. She loves to do the boogie. She loves to do the boogie if it takes her all night.
That you're in love with me. Better dee 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 dee. I'm telling everyone I know. You're on my mind each place you go. I can't believe that you're in love with me. I have always placed you high above me. And I just can't imagine that you love me. Oh, after all is said and done, to think that you're the lucky one, I can't believe that you're in love with me. Your eyes are blue, kisses too. I never do what they do. Can't believe you're in love with me. Da-da-dee-da-dee. I'm telling everyone I know you're on my mind. Place you go, I can't believe you're in love with me. I've always felt you so. high above me. Puffed up, can't snap and dab. You love me, baby, don't hear me talk, do ya? After all is said and done, say that to the lack of fun. I can't believe that you're in love with me.
Stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. Renegades of this atomic age. This atomic age for renegades. Renegades of this atomic age. Age before then they
prehistoric ages and the days of ancient Greece on down to the middle ages. Planet Earth kept on the changes. Then the Renaissance came. Times continue to change. Nothing stayed the same. But there were always renegades.
Like T. City Bull,
Tom Hanks,
Malcolm Martin Luther King,
Malcolm X.
electronics.
With the bass.
And the tempo.
The horns and our vocals. You know every time we're popping to the beat, we get fresh. There was a time when our music was something called a big street beat. People would gather from all around to get down on a big sound. You had to be a renegade those days to take a man on the dance floor. Like Afrika Bambaataa and the Soul Sonic Boys. We're talking about
to make records was Plying. Plying Four Mule on the plantation. And man come through there picking a guitar called Charlie Patton. And I liked his sound. So I always did want to play a guitar. So I got him to show me a few chords, you know. And so every night that I'd get off of work, I'd go over to his house and he'd learn me how to pick the guitar. So I got good with it. So I went out for myself. Now, if I got out there, everything was great. Seeing the people went for what I was putting down. And I decided that I would play. So I asked my father to get me a guitar. 1928, 15th day of January. He went and got me a guitar, and I started picking the guitar first. Then along comes Sonny Boy with the harp, Rice Miller. He married my sister. Then he learned me how to blow the harp. Then I went to playing from there. I've been playing ever since. I played all through Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, and around in Kentucky and places, but I never was in Texas, but I played all over the Cotton Belt countries, you know. So that's what started me to playing the blues. Then I had a woman once, she was kind of nice to me, and she pulled off and left me, and that gave me the blues, sure enough. I went to howling like a dog then, you know what I mean? So I've been playing ever since.
Oh,
glad to be a man. She was young, she was smart, just one glance, and she stole my heart. The kind of girl you wanna teach, she's a peach. Summertime, feeling fine, getting wild, all that's on my mind. Here she come, dressed in red, get her done, it's all that's in my head. A hot dance can't hide her cheeks, she's a peach.
We're celebrating Black History Month here, WMFO in Medford. Tears of the Gods style from 8 to 10 p.m. this evening with featured artists Jimi Hendrix, Howlin' Wolf, and Valida Snow. You know, some people try to be cool. A very few people define cool. And Jimi Hendrix and Prince are two of them. When they were doing what they were first doing, most people were thinking they were completely crazy. Now we look back and we say, wow, fads come and go, but what they did is still cool. And Valida Snow, the incredibly talented Little Louie, imprisoned by the Nazis. We kicked off that set with Muddy Waters, the man who wrote the song, Rolling Stone, that some English band liked a lot and decided to name themselves after. That was him with I Can't Be Satisfied. And then it was Jimi Hendrix, Hear My Freedom, from the album West Coast Seattle Boy, the Jimi Hendrix Anthology. Next up, John Lee Hooker with Devil's Jump from this really cool compilation I got from Mojo Magazine, Let's Move, a Heavy Blues Collection. And then it was a short 53-second piece, a history lesson, literally. That was the name of the piece from Living Color. Then Hank Fonce's favorite female artist, Valida Snow, incredibly multi-talented. Played all sorts of instruments, sang, played trumpet, yeah, everything. I Can't Believe That You're In Love With Me. I found that for free on the web. A lot of her stuff is on archive.org these days. Next up, Afrika Bambaataa and Soul Sonic Force with Renegades of Funk. And then it was two pieces from Howlin' Wolf, another one of our featured artists. Howlin' Wolf talks about his life. And then his song Moaning at Midnight. Both of those I found in the chess box of Howlin' Wolf. And we finished things off with Prince and Peach. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is Bo Diddley with the Watusi Bounce. In the next set, well, we're going to be hearing more of our featured artists, The Lightest Snow, Jimi Hendrix, and Howlin' Wolf, and he's going to talk a bit more. I'm going to, I'm going to play you some of my greatest sound collage black artist remixes, which if you've been listening, you've heard them before, but I think they're pretty appropriate and they really work for our Black History Month. So we're going to be hearing from Martin Luther King mixed on top of Vangelis, the Latinfint mix, and also Jin Lo Go Ba, my remix of Fatboy Slim's remix of Babatunde Olatunji's, the Nigerian drummer. And we've got Malcolm X on top of there too. So okay, let's start off with a song that has a completely, utterly nasty guitar that works oh so very well. And this is one of my absolute favorite slide guitar players, Hound Dog Taylor, a man who had six fingers on each hand. Here he is with the House Rockers, Give Me Back My Wig. Here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.